Ruffian on the Stair by Nina Borden, read by Bill Wallace. Madame, life's a piece in bloom, death goes dogging everywhere. She's the tenant of the room, he's the ruffian on the stair. W. E. Henley. Chapter 1.
The last time you and I had dinner alone together was in that brothel in Baden-Baden.
It is 6 days before Silas Mudd's 100th birthday. Coral, his daughter-in-law, dining alone with him in his London club, answers him loudly and patiently.
No, Daddy, we went to the brothel, but we didn't dine there.
Daddy, she thinks. At her age. What a fool she is, always rushing into things. 20 years ago, about to marry Will, she had said to his father, What shall I call you? And he had said, unexpectedly and uncharacteristically diffident,
What about Daddy? The children always called me Father. That was their mother, of course. She thought Father sounded better class.
Although she had thought it absurd, Coral had been touched by this request and Silas's sudden, shy air, and anyway she had wanted to please him. Will's ancient father, the lonely old widower, about to turn 80. Had she known it would be for so long, she would have never agreed to it. But no one in her family had ever reached such an age. Giving up the ghost, passing on, leaving Earth, or, in the case of the more forthright, just dying, in their early 70s, if not in their 60s. How could she have guessed that within a few months Daddy would be rejuvenated, peacocking around in new suits, expensive ties, first courting, then marrying his second wife, Bella? She says,
We had dinner in the hotel, Daddy. It was absolutely as...